What's going on, party people? It's your boy, KG Fox of the Two. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we are in Matthew chapter 8. And dive right on in. Matthew chapter 8 is a continuation of, well, I should say it's the next phase of what Jesus is doing. The first couple chapters of Matthew deal with Jesus' his right to be called the Messiah. And the next couple chapters deal with a lot of his teachings on how we relate to people and how we relate to God. Well, now he throws the whole thing into practical mode, and what begins in Matthew chapter 8 is the beginning of his miracles. And it's kind of interesting to be noted is that Jesus, the ones that he deals with in this chapter, it's kind of ironic coming from Matthew, because you have to understand Matthew was a tax collector. He was a Jewish tax collector. And a lot of his gospel is written directly to the Jewish person. So if you understand that time and that community right that time when this was written, the Jews incredibly resented anybody non-Jewish. They didn't interact with them. There was a very little friendly relations with them. It was just a time where you didn't cross those cultural boundaries. But the interesting thing is that what Matthew highlights right here is Jesus' interaction with all the people that he was not supposed to interact with. It starts off with him healing a couple lepers. The lepers were completely isolated. They were the social outcasts. They couldn't come near society. They couldn't come near the temple. They couldn't connect with God when it comes to those aspects. And they were very much the outcast. They were stuck out in the cold. That's exactly who Jesus goes to first to heal. It also talks about Peter's mother-in-law, getting healed by Christ. And you have to understand there's very little interaction between a rabbi, which is Jesus, a teacher, and women. There was just social boundaries that most rabbis didn't cross. It also talks about Jesus interacting and healing the centurion's servant. And you have to understand, what's a centurion? Well, basically a centurion is a Roman government official that was more or less one of the most hated people because they represented the Roman military. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is the fact that in this chapter, Matthew highlights the fact that Jesus goes across every accepted social barrier. He crosses racial boundaries, he crosses religious boundaries, he crosses gender boundaries, and he does all this with the idea of that people need to be touched in their life. People are sick. It's basically, most of these miracles are related to someone being sick. Now, we are infected with a sickness thing called sin, and that thing destroys every single aspect of our life. God is looking to reach across all the little boundaries that we have or that we put up and touch our lives, simply put. And he's actually asking us to be used by him to reach people. I would just encourage you today to look at some of the people in your life. Who are the people that are social outcasts in your life? The people that nobody wants to talk to, nobody wants to deal with. And this may not necessarily mean someone with some type of ailment. This just may mean there's somebody there at your job, your office, your school, your family that seems like they're off limits. Those are the people that are sick. Those are the people that are hurting. Those are the people that God wants to touch. Go out and be a fire star today and do exactly that.